años.
What is it for?
What are they doing? You're given a letter.
Yep.
Why don't you look at this? This is what it is. Splitting up the two parcels. If you want to come up, you can look at it. It meets all our subdivision regulations. They're gonna, he's gonna keep this and he's splitting out this one right here. This is.
Yeah, it's from the big white house right up here.
Well, this is already dry.
Okay.
Okay.
This is, that's where the pole barn is. So he's basically just creating out this lot.
Okay.
That's his subdivision from this big massive 44 acres that he sold like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Gotcha.
And he's just putting that for Lily with his pole barn. Lily Meyer's his father.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we consider some minor subdivisions in the zoning, just two parcels.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. Okay, now, can I get a motion to accept the subdivision, which would be the Fowler subdivision?
I'm gonna get motion.
Can I get a second, please?
Somebody is at the door, though. So right. Don't know who.
You need one of those video doorbells, which is you need. Okay. Okay.
I think it was actually in the.
I have a motion and I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion. Okay.
The surveyor.
I will. Well, the surveyor's late, but that's all right.
I stood out there and knocked.
Well,
did I just caught the guy out there. I was actually just going to try to get a touch base on Zoom. Did I just write on your thing that I was going to be on Zoom? On your planning board.
You have the extra mats for the Fowler? Okay. Would you kindly bring them up, please? Well, we weren't going to pass it, but we saw you out there knocking. Thought we'd be there for a little while.
Here's the doorbell.
Barry said that.
That's funny.
Just,
I feel inappropriate to be banging on the door.
You have to do.
No. Yeah, mess up. So I don't know how many you want.
This is my original keeping with the file.
Okay.
The rest I can stamp at your pleasure.
Thank you.
Kind of interesting. It says village, but oh well.
We can cut that part off. Can I?
Everybody doing? Sorry to run in on you.
Really fine.
Good. Everything
at
healthy.
At least you made it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Everything healthy then?
Oh yeah.
Sure. Oh, how you doing, Paul?
Still separated, but
yeah. I'll be breathing down somebody's throat.
Yeah. Got a lot to do that here.
Well, you can hold one of those clear shields.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I need. I need one of those big face masks. There you go. Look at that. You guys are plant ready.
Ready.
So who is the planning board chairman? Are you still planning board chairman?
Well, apparently I am.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I know we talked.
It could change.
Probably not.
For tonight.
Okay. A couple months ago, I know we emailed back and forth and I thought it was Paul. And then Bill came back on the email. So I wasn't sure who was what.
Things just happen overnight.
Man. Okay. As long as you guys got it working, that's okay with me.
Well, it ain't working, but we got it working. But the people that need
I was chairman for a long, long time.
I know you were. So yeah.
I was gonna say. Shouldn't be a surprise, but
no. Oh, the email was a surprise. I'm like, oh, sorry. I didn't know who was at the airport. Wrong name. name on it.
Do you need one of these?
That's why I figured there might be one extra one here for.
No. Okay. I didn't think you did, but.
Because I'm sure when Mr. Weaver comes in, they'll have one for me. So.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you very much.
I have a completed file. Now I can put you away.
You want me to sign in at attendance, or is that for you?
No, you need. Well, you need to sign in some attendance.
I know, I was just thinking for some kind of a contact tracing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then you can sit down for a minute. Well, you can rest as we go to our next item of discussion.
Well, thank you.
I did suggest those video doorbells. That would be a look. Okay. Next, thank you, subdivision. The Fowler subdivision is complete. We go to Gary Price RV permit. Mr. Price. Don't bring me cash.
The price has gone up, Mr. Price. 75.
Oh, that's what we did last year. So that's
that's the secretary down there. Give her the money. She'll give you a receipt.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
that'll work. I see you almost price. Filled out one yourself, but I have one here.
Theoretically, we're both like
you guys. Okay. Well, first we have to vote on it.
Okay.
So don't get too excited. Just throw your money out there. Okay. I have a request from Mr. Price to put a 6-month trailer RV permit on his property on 86 Red Mill Road in Parrish. You want to? Any questions?
Everything's the same as it's been. You know.
Same as last year.
Yeah, same as last year, same as the year before. Yeah.
We had no issues?
No.
I haven't had any complaints, so.
Okay, well.
The only thing is remember the zoning law that was just passed? Changes from May 1st to.
It's not in effect yet.
It's correct.
Not in effect yet.
Just remember that when the law becomes in effect.
Right,
yeah.
That it will. So you pass him today, he's under last year's law.
Okay.
And there is no dates. Anything, you know, as soon as it gets passed and accepted by the state, that's when it's passed.
What is the change?
It's May 1st, I believe. It's 6 months only, and it's only May 1st through October 1st.
May, June, okay. July.
It's intended for the summer months.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it works. So it's fine. We just came a month earlier this year because it's coming a little earlier this year.
Yeah. No problem.
90th birthday.
Okay, so let me ask the board, can I get a motion to grant Mr. Price a 6-month RV park at 86 Red Mill Road, please?
I'll make that motion.
Is it a park or a permit?
It's a permit.
Okay.
That's one RV, correct?
So somebody's going to be in all that time, yes. There's Gary's RV at my end. But there's not somebody staying in them all the time.
Okay.
I don't live that far away from the sea.
Okay. Board, any questions? I have a motion and I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried.
Who gave the second? Was it Kevin? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't hear it. That's why I was asking. I was listening.
Well, I was clarifying, was it Parker?
Oh, okay. Well, you seconded it.
I'm filling it out now so that we don't keep you people here. Can you make a copy of this for your records? Yeah, I don't have of the 6-month RV permit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Did we start issuing things from my office as well on that?
I don't know. I think you have to issue
the paperwork. Yeah.
The guy.
Are you going to issue it?
I'll issue it. Yeah.
Okay, then it'll be in the minutes approved. Then
yeah.
I'll just put issued by.
I think you mailed it to me last year.
That's what I could remember. I know we just started.
Right.
We came up with something, so it was a little more
easy
to do. So. Yeah, because it's that way you've got in your records and I mean we've got in our minutes and everything, but
right.
If you've got the record of the permit.
If anybody complains or whatever, I can say yes, they have a permit.
Yeah.
Okay, I will issue that this week.
Okay.
You can go ahead and occupy it whenever you're happy to.
Thank you. Okay, so we're moving right along. I got that one. That one's done. Thank you. Have a good night.
Take care now.
Next, let's go to new business again. Gardner Minor Subdivision. Dave, you're up. I've received an application. Except I don't have a signature on this one.
This is a full signature, everything from everybody, Mrs. Gardner, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. I brought an aerial photo because it's a little easier to see what we're trying to do. So this is kind of, we really just had to blow, what we've done is we've blown up the lot that they want to sell. They're keeping the rest of it in the family. Set one on that side of the table. And then I'll go over this part with you because I think it's easier to see on there a little bit better. So it's actually 80. Get this open.
Would you pass it around the board? I'm passing it around the application, please. Have it come back to me so I can sign at the end of the night.
You want me to put one here in front of you, Bill?
As well.
Basically, they have, 73 acres. I don't know why I was thinking 83 acres. They have 73 acres, and it's a really odd-shaped parcel. So I'll kind of go over it with you guys a little bit. It's this whole parcel 22. And basically what it does is it runs the full length of Tanner Road almost to the dead end where the hunting club is. I mean, and then it runs a section of it runs along Chapman Road. All they want to do is it's the daughter of this the owner right here. They want to just subdivide the rest of the creek, use the creek as the boundary and get rid of all the land on this side of the creek. And it's going to go. So it's their daughter. It's Mrs. Krause's daughter is actually buying this piece right here. So the remaining land is 70 some acres or 60, I keep saying there, 65 acres. Again, Bill, it's right here. It's just trying to cut this piece off. Uh-huh. And they're just trying to keep all the rest of it in their rest in their family. All they want is that parcel be surveyed off and subdivided off the remaining lands. So there's nothing on it, totally vacant. It's got a little bit of wetlands down by the creek.
Yeah.
Now we've got that shown. 8.5. They're cutting off 8.5 acres, and there's actually 600, I think it is, because there's two dimensions along the road frontage, 552 and 223.
Right.
So there's like 750 foot of frontage in there, a little more.
Yeah.
But like 500 of it, it doesn't have any wetlands. There's a buffer, you know, all that kind of stuff that affects it down on the other end. But
you know, where are we here? It's on the other side. There's a pond.
You're down here.
Okay, there, I see Tanner Road.
That's it. And this is the piece.
That's why, rather than trying to show you the whole 75 acres that they're doing nothing with, we're just really trying to blow up the area that they're trying to, they want to build a house on. There's a big pond way up north of them. That's not on their property. That's right along their north line. That's on off of Chapman Road.
Okay.
Chapman Road, yep. And that whole north line right there is all wooded and you know, they really just want to cut off what the river is cutting off already. What it's cutting off already. Right. Yeah.
But there's a little piece of land there on the corner of Tanner and Chapman. What'd you say that? And this little land
that's right here. That's all cut out already. Those are parcels that are already out of the parcel. Oh, so all these that have tax IDs are already out. There's just parcel 22.
All right.
They actually do own 24.2 also. That's where Mr. and Mrs. Gardner live, right there. Oh. Brenda and Jim,
okay.
Right here. But this piece here, they'd like to, piece here, they'd like to keep in the family for now. I guess eventually they'd like to give their daughter 50 acres. And I think they're talking about doing sometime down the road, they're going to do some kind of a bigger subdivision of just the remaining land. But really all they want to do right now is
just
that piece. Just that the piece that's already split off by the creek anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically the new lot will be this little triangle.
It is. It's going to be a nice triangle. Yeah. Kind of odd, but it's the lay of the land. Yeah, it has 750 foot of road. Yeah.
So how do you survey it first?
That's fun. So what we have to do is we take a shot every intermittent, like every 150 feet or so, and then we overlay the aerial photo. Okay. It's the best thing you can do. Yeah. We actually take the 2-foot LiDAR that the county actually supplies as a free tool. It's a great thing. If you run GIS, mm-hmm. and it's an amazing tool because it gets 2-foot contours. So
and it's low aerial imagery, so it's really highly accurate. And that those 2 foot contours, you can follow a creek bed like phenomenally.
So hopefully this creek bed never moves.
Well, no, that's the hard part is, and I've always told people that, is if you get an oxbow that cuts itself off, you know, you can lose and gain land. It's riparian rights. There's a whole book about that thick on riparian law, and it's interesting, to say the least. It's probably one of the most contested types of real estate in the world, you know, because the shorelines are so worth so much along the ocean and the lakes and all that stuff, and you can gain islands, you know, like Salmon River is constantly changing. Oh, boy. And there's these little islands that appear and oxbows that get cut off. You wouldn't believe the fights that sometimes it creates.
Oh, I'm not reading
this. This is a little tiny stream. I don't think you're going to lose or gain a whole lot over there. But some of them are amazing.
Well, dams.
Oh, yeah. No, it changes a lot. I mean, some of the old deeds refer to the old, in fact, the one right down the road here. Some of the old deeds refer to the flowage rights for the old grist mills and things like that. And the deeds included those. And it's really fun trying that 2 foot LiDAR imagery actually contours really help us, because we can trace the boundary of where the dam used to be, knowing what the height of the dam was. Or you can kind of know where the old pond was. So that's kind of neat. So this is just the beginning. We're planning on seeing you next month.
That will be questions for the board.
No, it's pretty cut and dry. Okay.
Federal wetlands are delineated. Marked out.
What I propose is that we set a public hearing for our next meeting. Do you have, I didn't see you gave me names and addresses. Did you?
Cool. You might not have.
Uh-oh. Okay, demerit points. Now you get to put back more.
Let me look and see if I got that list in my file, because I'm usually doing it. I sent it to the ones that asked.
Hang on 1 second. Because I got to put a hearing notice in. We have to send a letter out.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Email that to you immediately, though, tomorrow.
24th of
May.
Thank you. Yes.
Emailing it to you, just email it to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay, I'll email it to you. I'll do the legal notice. You want to do the letters?
Yep. Okay.
I have to see.
No, I thought.
That secret right here.
We'll get that
secret. Yeah, the original. I tried to pass it all the way around.
Nice lift.
No, I went through this. I just didn't. I said,
you didn't get the page. There's a secret. You got the map.
I got the map, and I got the everything but the last part.
Okay, so if the board is amenable, can I get a motion to hold a public hearing on the Gardner Minor Subdivision?
I'll make that motion.
Can I get a second to that motion, please?
I'll second it.
I have a motion, a second. Any further questions? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Clarification question, but I didn't get a chance to get. Tanner Road, because that's in part of the road, is partially Parish, partially West Monroe. Do we need to give a courtesy note to West Monroe?
How much is in West Monroe? Do we know?
None of the property is. The center line is the town line.
Right.
None of the property is, but it's on the town line.
It's on a town line. So, yeah, I can give a. They just gave me a new book tonight. So, I can give a courtesy email to who Amboy is.
West Monroe.
West Monroe, pardon me. I'll give it to Amboy too, because they're kind of close. We like Amboy. That's an ancestral home of mine. So,
that's where I grew up. So,
well, we actually started in Amboy and moved to Parrish.
So my husband's family's been here. He's related to the Wrights, the Perrys. Another name I'm trying to think.
Well, I'm sure it's in here somewhere. So we'll figure it out.
It's in there somewhere under planning boards.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Mm-hmm. And now all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Okay. Next, let's, if you're all amenable, we can go ahead and do a seeker tonight. The proposed action creating material conflict with adopted land use planning or zoning regulations.
No.
No. Will the proposed act result in a change in the use or intensity of land use?
No.
Okay. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Will the proposed action have an impact on environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area, CEA?
No.
Will the proposed act result in adverse change existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure, mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
The proposed action be an increase in the use of energy, and if it fails to incorporate reasonable energy conservation and renewable energy opportunities?
No.
I should give that one question to another member of the board. will the proposed action impact existing public-private water supplies, public-private water treatment facilities?
No.
I don't think they have them up there. will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
I should get an attaboy tonight because I got all three of those right without getting tongue-tied. will the proposed action result in adverse change of natural resources, i.e. wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, fauna, and flora?
No.
No. Will the proposed action result in an increase in potential for erosion, flooding, drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
Okay, so I will then check, determine the information analysis supporting documentation. Check the box if you have determined that based on the information analysis above, and a supporting document that the proposed action will not result in any severe adverse environmental impacts.
Check it.
Okay. Let's sign it. Email me that information, if you would, please.
I'll make a motion. We accept the negative declaration.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. Okay. Docked and booked.
All right. Do I keep all the prints, or you've got one for your file?
And I have one for my file. That's all I need in case anyone wants to see it.
All right. Awesome. I'll take this one. I'll bring them back. Yep. Bring them back next month. Same time with the Memorial Day.
Is it the fifth Monday this year?
Monday. Yeah. That's right. I can remember that now.
Not a conflict.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be on the fourth Monday.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm glad you got it, though.
Dave, check for 255 when you come back.
Okay. That's another thing I was hoping. I was thinking about that. Yeah, we should be, should we be doing those at the first meeting all the time from now
on? Usually, yeah.
Okay. I remember for the longest time we weren't doing it until the second meeting, but that's fine. I'd rather get it right out of the way.
Whatever.
Yep.
I personally don't care as long as we get the money.
Yeah.
You will.
All right. I prefer it earlier than later. Yep. We'll draw interest on it.
I was just going by there. You know,
I always say things go quicker and better. There's money in hand.
Okay. Next on your agenda is the Tillman AT&T revised seeker. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go over that if I can. We all know what happened. Paul sent out the original information to you on it that they hit a little bit of a corner. It's a federal wetlands, so they have to go readjust everything, but it doesn't really change it other than we got to do another seeker. So I'll read the same questions again, see if I can get
reading for you, Bill.
Well, if I get a volunteer, I'd appreciate it.
I think I got them here.
Okay.
Will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation?
Nope.
Will the proposed action result in the change in the use of the or intensity of use of land?
Nope.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
Nope. Nope.
Will the proposed action have an impact on the environment characteristics that you caused the establishment of a critical environmental area, CEA?
Nope.
Will the proposed action result in the adverse change in the result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkways?
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Will the proposed action impact the existing private water supply, public private sewer?
Nope. And no
sewer treatment. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic archaeology and architectural or aesthetic resources?
No.
Nope. Will the proposed action result in the adverse change to material, natural resources, e.g. wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, or quality flora or fauna?
Nope.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
Nope.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? And let me see, so we get down to check the box if you have determined based on the information and analysis above of any supporting documents that the proposed action may result in one or more, that's not it, and check this box if you have determined based on the information analysis above and any supporting documents that the proposed action will not result in any significant adverse impacts.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. I'll PDF and send it to the gentleman in a day or two.
Okay.
File closed.
Hopefully, you'll get their DEC permit.
Well, right now, I don't know if it's going for these things, but as far as the water side, anything near water, They want EPA approval after Army Corps. So they might be requiring EPA approval. That just got thrown on me in three projects the last couple weeks. They changed the requirements for Army Corps. I know Army Corps has to do this, right? Because it's a federal wetland.
Yeah.
But I don't know if EPA, because we're operating facility, or right. But I don't know if it just hit us like between the eyes, because we didn't even realize we had to go do that, and then suddenly that adds another month to everything. Sure. So I understand how they are.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's done. Christmas subdivision. We'll table that to next month. Paul said he had communication. Yep. Comp plan updates. I emailed Matt. He proposed to have just a meeting, like a special meeting, just to go over the comp plan.
And Matt is in the session, by the way.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Yep, I am here.
Okay. We'll turn them off. Is that all right with you, Matt? Can we work out a date that we're all amenable to?
It would probably be beneficial for me to actually come to you. I think that'd be a lot easier than, you know, doing this the Zoom way. I did email almost everybody yesterday. I think I emailed you the latest materials.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I had everybody's email, but if that could be forwarded around, that'd be great.
But Arlene,
but yeah, I think she has.
Arlene has a request that if you could put everything in one document, so okay. When you come, I mean, you've got all the amendments. If you give one lined out document to everybody so we can go over it as one document, because it's kind of, well, Arlene, you speak for yourself.
Diane,
excuse me.
Yeah, I got your bits and pieces today, and I'm having trouble putting them in order. I don't know if I got everything, And I when you come to the meeting, you can bring one total document like you did for the zoning laws.
Yeah,
with the red or the underline, so we can all have this looking at the same thing at the same time.
Okay, yep, I can do it. Right now it's in three pieces, but I can put it into one.
Right. And I copy it and bring it so we all can look at it before the meeting. Or we go over it somehow so we know what we're talking about when we get to the meeting.
Yep, it's all ready. I just have to put it into one so I can send it out ahead of time.
How many weeks do you think it would be beneficial for you? Let's say in 2 weeks.
That would probably be good. Let me look at my calendar. Just a second here.
Does everybody have a printer to print it off, or are you going to send each one of us a copy?
It's just not in color.
I got it.
I could send copies down to Kelly, maybe, if that would work.
Then you could pick them up.
Get them here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody can have a copy.
Okay, I'm looking at my calendar.
Yep, the emails
it to me. You guys want to keep it on a Monday night? Is that good for everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's good for Matt. Come on.
So I guess we'd be looking at May 10th or May.
May 10th would be good.
May 10th would be good?
Yes.
May 10th. At what time would you like to do? Seeing as a special meeting, what time is good for everybody to be here? A little earlier or?
Any time after 5 is good for me.
Whatever is good for me.
How about you? When are you back in town?
Yeah, I usually get in about 4:30, 4:45.
So let's say 5:30?
Yeah.
Would 5:30 be all right?
Yeah.
Matt, would 5:30 be all right?
Yes, that works for me.
Because I know you got a tough boss up there.
Oh, yeah.
So May 10th at 5:30 p.m. at the gym here.
Okay.
And Arlene wants that.
Diane.
I don't know why I call it. It's. I've been talking to someone at DEC all day long whose name is Arlene.
Oh, okay.
And she must have made a really good impression on me.
You're thinking Arlene's Kirkle.
No.
Oh, that's the first time I've ever. Hey, you're Arlene. That's what I think of.
I'm not going to say anything on the meeting. Okay, then we got that done. We'll meet here on Monday, May 10th at 5:30. Paul, would you be so kind as to put it on a website for us? And I'll put a notice in the paper tomorrow morning, where I'll send a notice to the paper, special meeting.
Super.
And do you want that one Zoom?
It's going to be open to the public, so we're going to have to, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, as soon as you give me that Zoom, then I'll give it to the paper with Zoom. So, okay. So, if you don't have anything else, Matt, we can let you go tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
That's it. Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Matt.
Yep.
Okay.
The governor relaxes his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Between now and that, did you hear they're going to do something on the, I just caught it, a glimmer of it on the way out of the door tonight about the state fair?
Oh, yeah. It's open. It's here. It's coming.
Okay.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yep. In modified form. Goodness, we're going to have the state fair.
In modified form.
Oh, yes. In modified form.
Okay, don't get too excited, Paul. I like to go see the cows and the horses, too. But...
Oh, no. That's the farm show down in Lafayette.
Oh,
to see the horses.
There you go.
Okay. So we've gone through all our business tonight. So our next meeting, I think we'll move over the Johnson Gardner subdivision. We have both a hearing and on the agenda. And that's all I have right now.
Are you going over any of the comp plan tonight?
I didn't really think we needed to. If he's going to, we're going to have a whole special meeting on it, and we're going to have a compacted one, so we all go over the same thing.
That's why I wanted to just say the one thing if I could.
Go ahead.
We did go over this in our one of our meetings. The historic preservation, that page in the was in the mm-hmm. booklet someplace, and looked over and said it looks okay for us. And we did cross out the walking tour.
Yep.
But then I went back and I went home and I read it. And I said, this isn't going to fly because I know different things that happened in town that made it important that we ask the historian what changes there are. So I have a copy of the changes you'd like to see in the comp plan. And you can each take one of those. I know Matt's going to write it in his own English, the way he does. The first two paragraphs are just as they come out of the plan now. But there's been a lot of changes since the last comp plan has happened. The chapel at Pleasant Lawn is on the National Registry since 2005. And the Veterans Park was originally dedicated in 1907, but recently lawmakers in the region represented Parrish secured grants so that they can have a restoration of the Veterans Park and a new granite monument. And that happened in 2005 also, same time. Those two things have changed. And there was a book written by the residents called Uphill Both Ways, the third dot on the page, where it talks about the lumber schoolhouses in Parrish. And that's new and different. There are two buildings in the village which have now had plaques on them, a Heritage Foundation recognition, and one of them is the Swartz Homestead, and the other one is a type factory. These are all new since we've redone the comp plan. And on the next page, the dots. I don't know if they know it or not.
Hang on. Okay. The typewriter factory is not on South Railroad Street.
What is that?
It's on Mill Street and North Railroad.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, my God. I know that.
It's also a typewriter, not type.
Okay.
It's probably something before that.
Okay. on the next stop, I didn't know this, but many people call the town of Parrish asking for the genealogy of their family. And they have a file of people, online file now, a collection of diaries of former residents and all kinds of information on your families who've lived here. All you have to do is call a historian and they'll package up the package.
Cool.
The town of Parrish is an outstanding resident. Hadwin Fuller, who served as United States Congress. In the United States Congress.
I believe that's W-E-M Fuller, not I.
Thank you. And in an effort to keep up with current technology, the Historic Society has a Facebook page as a way of communicating and keeping records with the residents. And a lot of residents have been contributing to them through that. They also use computer software to keep records, which I've never done before. And also they've added to, we crossed out the walking tour, but there is a walking tour, believe it or not, and there's a pamphlet that goes with it. So they want to revise the walking tour pamphlet for the village, revitalize the walking tour attractions, and include new photographs and descriptions, and review and continue to update the genealogy. There seems to be quite a few people doing that right now. And those are the things that they'd like to see.
Did you send this to Matt?
I can send it to him.
Would you please?
Yeah, this
so
is,
he can incorporate it.
You've had a chance to look it over.
Yeah.
Of course. So, say for about the genealogy, you contact the historian.
Historian, yeah. And they'll yes. pull it up for you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm going through this process right now. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Williamstown.
I didn't know a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm not someone else is they're asking about.
Now, who is the historian here for Parrish?
Bridget.
Oh, is it still Bridget? Okay, I didn't know if it still was in it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, the thing of it is, Many years ago, Parrish had a beautiful image when you drove into your town. It was very pretty. Okay. Our image of Main Street is, I don't want to get into that. But there are some other things that have been happening besides just the, you know, the village and what you see, even though we, you know, we don't have waters, we have a poor sewer system and a whole bunch of other things. Some things have gone on, and there are people who've lived here before who come back and they want to know, or people who are going on a trip and they go through town and they kind of like to, you know, they might stop and look at some of these things. And that's what they, you know, like to do. So that's just one piece. I will send that one.
Well, if you would please send that to Matt so he can incorporate it in the sections, so when we review it on May the 10th at 5:30, that would be helpful.
And there's one other thing that you people did, which is not wrong. Last time you approved what the library wanted to put in there, and he did put it in there this time, except what wasn't sent to me is that expand community facilities. And I don't know why we didn't do this. Because in historian area, it talks about grants, you know, seek grants and things to make this happen. But in the library, all the fire department, the churches, municipal building, the gym, under the, you don't have a copy of this. Under the strategies, we need to add seek federal and state grants to support and upgrade improvements in the community buildings. And that is already, that's in the historian list, but it's not in the list of buildings in town.
No, first of all, the fire company is privately owned. We are independent.
We can't help you out there.
Oh, I forgot report.
Yeah.
We're going so fast.
Then it should be on this page, Kelly.
That's right.
It's a building in town.
It's your job, remind me. It's going so smooth.
Incorporated.
I tabled it, so it'll automatically come back and all business.
Okay. Okay. All right.
For our strategies, and I should list what they are.
You're right.
Yeah, because nobody's giving us any money anyway. We can't even get money for a generator, freaking senator.
Well, why can't the town? Why can't the Can the town get a grant and donate it to you?
I don't know. Yeah, right. Like this current administration, I don't think so.
Well, no. Besides that, they can't.
No, usually
cannot make donations.
Right. Okay. It's against the state constitution.
Okay, so you can't make donations. But I want to go back to history of my personal. I always, when my profession, I needed to have these certain things, and I was told by the person in charge at the end of the year, he always had a bunch of money left. And he had to spend it by a given date, usually about 3 weeks or something.
You worked for the state, didn't you?
No. But he made me a list. He says, make me a list. And when that time comes, I'm going to tell you. And you know what? I did my budget, but at the end of the year, I said, okay, here's my list. Fill as many as you can at the end of the year. No one else did this. So why can't the town, or maybe the planning board, somebody, have a list of these things? These are nice things to have. Kevin, this is what I need. Maybe you need something else, and you know, we need these things. We need a doorbell with a picture on, photograph, whatever you say.
Well, they're in the process of the doorbell. It's a, they're looking away because there's a big controversy about keys. So the door.
Oh yeah, but I mean.
That's already in the making to be remodified. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a wish.
They got enough ideas on it already.
If I want to make up my will, would you like some money?
Not me personally, I'm quite satisfied with what I have. So.
But I mean, people are writing their wills.
They do that as SUNY Oswego. It's a legacy fund where people can put in their will a donation to the college.
Okay.
But you probably could do the same thing here, but that would be like the town and village board do it.
Right.
But then that's a way that. I'm sure. There are FEMA monies out there. It's just they're very difficult to find.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can speak from experience. I've written dozens and dozens and dozens of grants.
Yeah.
And right now I'm at 66%. I get 66%. I just put another grant in for the port. So, I mean, there are monies out there, but unless you're really in this system and you're always out there, it's very difficult.
Yeah. But I mean, people.
That's why you get grant writers.
But I think people want to leave money four different organizations.
Yeah, that would, I mean, and that would be
no problem with that.
Yeah.
Right, but do you have a list? If I left you money, Kevin, what would you do with it? I want a list.
Not you personally, no. But that's something for the village and the town. I mean, you know, example, the village, I mean, a backup generator. I mean, that would be, those aren't that expensive really at the market. I mean, this is a commercial building. You couldn't have one size of my house, but you would need, you know, those would at least be about 25, 30,000.
And somebody could just, not the word donate. What do you do in the world? To leave different, you know, if that happens.
That's somebody a good idea. Ever knows
that we're just not taking advantage of.
Well, that's originally what happened to Mills Petrie.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
this was built.
You could be a mini Mills Petrie.
Library.
Yeah.
We'd name the generator after you.
Well, I think there are other people, they do it in churches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The churches want chimes and they want this and they want that, whatever. When someone dies, they get it. I mean, why don't we do it?
Well, this is all great ideas, but those should be directed to the town board because we don't have any legislative ability here.
Nope.
Okay.
So
then I'll send that little thing off to.
Well, I'd send your note off to the village mayor and the town supervisor. Those are good ideas. Maybe they could start on. I mean, maybe there are a few people in this town that would probably have some extra money and wouldn't mind donating.
They know where it's passing. Going to, they would probably give it to you faster.
Well, you know, I mean, let's all hope that we don't pass away too soon. So a generator may not be needed in 30 years. So. But, I mean, they'd have to start a special fund. Wouldn't they, Paul? It'd have to be something you could don't, IRS tax, they have, the IRS has regulations for everything.
Yeah,
so,
I know. You don't have to write a grant for that. All you have to do is make a list of what you want.
Okay. I neglected to let Paul have speaking time. So, Paul, your report, please.
Well, I just have one brief item. There's a webinar taking place this Thursday.
I only have a couple copies here. I don't know if everybody wants one. I'm supposed to make more copies. It's on open government issues in planning and zoning.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Is that Tug Hill, right? Yeah, commissioned this.
My last three copies here, so I don't have enough to look at.
Is it on the website, Tug Hill website?
It is on the Tug Hill website, and actually it's in the Tug Hill Times, not the most recent that came out Friday, the one before that on the 9th. So if you go to the Tug Hill Times, the 9th, there's a live link.
What time is that? Does anyone, could you tell me?
7?
What time?
7, 1900. Open government, 1900.
Till when? 2100 or?
Probably. They're normally about 2 hours.
Okay, Mr. Zoning Enforcement Officer, I didn't hear from you either because I skipped reports. We're doing so quickly.
That's okay. I gave you my report. Yeah. I assume you passed it around.
I emailed it everybody, yeah.
Any questions on my report at all? No. That's what I like.
You're getting out there. So there we go. Okay, so let's do the agenda for next meeting. It will be, I'll reiterate, it'll be the Johnson and Garner subdivision. Christmas, I table, so they'll come out on old business next month. I have nothing else. Anybody else have anything they can think of that we're having a special meeting on the comp plan? Okay, so that will be our agenda for next month. Keep the agenda open till we're in. So, board have anything? Hearing nothing?
I make a motion.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of adjournment?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good night.
Are you something related to the Wrights or the Wood?
My husband's found out that he's related to the Wrights and the Perrys. And